Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Joining us today is our dear friend, Mark Lupo. Loopy, are you there?
Hello, Rob.
Hey, you sound really, really happy today. Thursday, Mark. Oh, I love a Thursday. It's one of my favourite days.
Isn't it the best?
I don't know why it's such a good day, because I think it's only one more day we've got of the work week, and so I can have a little drinky-poo tonight and sort of get through tomorrow without being too messy. It's the best night of the week. It's the best day of the week, and it only gets better having you with us. Hey, let's jump in the show. We've got so much going on. It's right. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
Tea time.
Lots and lots of gossip. So Ben Affleck visited Tiffany's. We spoke about this. Remember, Ben was spotted at Tiffany's, and we all thought he was there getting an engagement ring for Jennifer Lopez. We're all wrong. I've got the real reason he was there, and it's actually even more adorable. So Ben and his three children and his mommy were on a scavenger hunt. They were in LA going from store to store, finding things, and that's why we saw Ben holding a pen and a pencil. He had to cross off the items that he found on the scavenger hunt. Now, his kids put together this for great family bonding. It's just so adorable that they do this. His kids obviously didn't think about the implications of putting Tiffany's on the list and the scavenger hunt. So anybody else would be like, oh, Ben, you shouldn't probably not go to Tiffany's and you shouldn't be looking at engagement rings, because that's just like, you know, you're Ben Affleck, J-Lo. All we're talking about is you two. Let's maybe go to a different store, like a store that sells bananas or produce. We probably shouldn't go to Tiffany's. Like, if I was putting together the scavenger hunt for Ben, I would pick like D'Agostino, which is a supermarket here in New York. Wouldn't pick Tiffany's.
No.
But the kids don't think like that. Kids think like, oh, let's pick all the glamorous stuff. Let's look at Ferraris and diamonds. So he wasn't looking at an engagement ring. He was on a scavenger hunt with his mommy and his three kids.
Oh,
isn't
God.
This just adorable?
It is very adorable, but come on. Like, some common sense here. Like, tell me you like attention without telling me you like attention, Ben.
I'm so glad you went there, because so many people are saying that. Maybe I'm being Pollyanna today. Maybe I'm being naive, but I must admit, when I first saw the photographs, I was like, oh, Ben. But now I'm like, maybe I was wrong, Mark. Maybe it just was a scavenger hunt. They were in the mall. No, you're not having it. You're not believing it. What?
I mean, Ben is conveniently always doing something that he's being photographed, doing something that's going to spark engagement rumors or something connected to J-Lo, which we're into. We're talking about it. I'm reading about it. I love it. I want to see it. But as J-Lo says, her love don't cost a thing.
Oh, she.
Maybe we don't need a ring from Tiffany or any kind of this attention.
Let's remember, she still has the ring, I think. Like, we don't ever know that she gave that ring back. I was working with Jennifer when they first broke up the first time around, and the press was always calling me, asking what happened to that $2 million engagement ring. And I'd have to call Jennifer, her manager, and be like, where's the ring? And they would never get me an answer, which means she still got it. Because she'd given it back, we would have told people. We would have leaked it. It would have been in Us Weekly. It would have been in People. But we didn't. So she still has that ring. These great journalists, Russia Malloy, who no longer have a column, but they had a big, big column back then. Joanna used to call me and say, can she donate it to the Boys and the Girls Club of America? Because J-Lo used to be part of that organization when she was growing up in the Bronx. And Jennifer was like, no, I can't. So there was no way she was donating that ring to charity. It's $2 million. What would you do, Mark, if you got engaged? God forbid it did not work out, but you had yourself a $2 million sparkler.
Oh, yeah, it's a great question. I think I would immediately sell it, because I'm not J-Lo. I don't have an 18-room mansion. Like, I need to pay my bills and keep the lights on.
Right.
So I would definitely trade it in as soon as possible and never look back.
I would sell it too. I'd sell it, and it would set me up for life. And I think, honestly, having a nice apartment that I owned is more impressive than a big rock on my finger, because people wouldn't believe that it was real. Everybody would think I was wearing a QVC ring. They'd think it was like a fake ring, like a costume jewelry. Nobody would look at my thing and be like, oh, Rob Shewitt. And if they did think it was real, they'd probably try to steal it, my friends.
Exactly.
I know.
I
get a little nervous when I go out the house with more than $100 in my wallet. Like, I'm really weird about like money. I'm convinced. Once I had to carry $1,000 to the bank, to me it felt like $1,000,000. And the bank's in my building, so I just had to walk out the front door and turn left. I was convinced there was 5 steps, Mark. Oh. I was going to be mugged. So I held it. I looked so suspicious. I was holding my wallet up in my hands in front of my face so that I didn't drop it. So I would be a mess with that ring, which brings us to our poly question of the day. It's a cute one. Ben Affleck visited Tiffany's and it had nothing to do with an engagement ring. It might have had something to do with publicity. That's what Mark thinks, but that's not the question. He was on a scavenger hunt with his children. Does this make you love Ben even more? Yes or no? We'll go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Loopy, what are you working on?
Ooh, I got a good one for you, Rob. Kanye West might be no more.
What?
Let me explain. So Kanye West has petitioned to legally change his name to Ye.
Why Ye?
According to legal documents. For this to happen, a California judge must sign off. The documents say that Kanye wrote, "The name change was for personal reasons, but gave no further explanation." Now, Rob, I immediately thought of you when I read the story, because the first celebrity that comes to mind is Sean Puffy Combs, right? Like, what is his name? Is it P. Diddy? Is it Diddy? Is it Sean? Is it Puffy? Like, I like Puffy for him. I like Diddy. But, like, didn't he try to change his name?
So I worked for Diddy for years and years and years as his publicist. And it felt like, I'm sorry, Puff, if you're listening. Hello, hello, hello. It felt like sometimes when he needed a little bit more love, a little bit more attention, he would just change his name. So it worked, though. He always got attention for doing it. I don't know, like, I called him Puff. So when I was with him, when I was cross with him, I called him Sean. So if he had upset me, I'd be like, Sean, like his mother, Sean. But if I was in a good mood with him, I'd call him Puff. And he used to call me Mary Poppins to my face. I know. I know. We were such an odd pair because we had nothing in common, Mark. Yeah. Nothing. We could talk about nothing except his career, which probably is why I survived, because that's all he wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anybody so driven. So part of it is publicity, attention, feeling relevant. I just saw him on the cover of Vanity Fair. He looks good. Mm-hmm. And he's changed his name now to Love. L-O-V-E, Love.
Oh, I didn't
but
know
I
that.
I think, I don't see, and this is such an interesting insider perspective. You know, it's a PR stunt if they put out a press release, but everybody in their inner circle doesn't change their name. So if I see you, so if you change your name, Mark, to Tree, and everybody has to call you Tree, except Doris calls you Mark, call you Mark. So when the door's closed, what are you calling Puff? And they're not calling him Love. They're not calling him all the other names that he's been. Most people call him Puff, which I think was his original name, Puff Daddy. I think he'll always be Puff to me, but Yeezy, it'll be interesting this book, because I want to know, what does Kim call him? And if Kim calls him Yee, then you know it's real. If Kim starts calling him Yee, then he's definitely changed his name. If he's just doing it on albums and T-shirts, then it's not really real. Moving along, Bethany Frankel is shutting down rumours that she's returning to The Real Housewives of New York. This is interesting because the New York Housewives are doing terrible, Mark, in the ratings. It has fell apart. That show used to get lots and lots and lots of viewers, and they've disappeared. Some people are blaming it on the conflict this season. We do know there's no getting around this. They've added a person of color for the first time to that show. So I hope people aren't blaming Ebony for this. But I think the show got too heavy. It got too political. It got too angry. And I think people watch those shows, The Housewives, to escape. They want to giggle and look at the jewelry and all the drama. So it got too heavy. There were some rumors that Bethany is going back. And she said that she's not in talks to go back. That's absolutely false. She also said that it was just false gossip. She said the leak is desperate for attention, Bethany, that shy little flower yourself. And she said that she hasn't spoken to Bravo since she's leaving. She still does talk to Andy Cohen, but they don't talk about The Real Housewives of New York. They talk about other stuff. And she did want us to focus instead of this on the fact that she's raising so much money for Haiti. She really does do good, amazing work for people in need. So we have to give it up for Bethany there. She's not going back, Mark. I'm also told they didn't ask her. They don't really want her back. Like, it ended. It feels like it's a time gone by. And to think that we could just bring Bethany back in and make it a hit again probably won't happen. She's great on TV, but I think, you know, you pass your date. And I think Bethany now is, like, part of the history of Housewives. She always will be. But bringing her back, bringing Jill Zarin back, I think it's over. What do you think?
I do think it's over, and I think Bethany can be proud of the work she did on The Housewives, and we all love her for that, and I agree. She does great work for Haiti.
Yeah, she does.
But I think the show needs something new, and I can tell you this, Rob. I was at a very exclusive dinner last night, and it was for an influencer who I know over the years, and the table that I sat at, across from me was this beautiful blonde girl, and she was telling me that she's, like, in the final rounds to be casted on The Real Housewives of New York City. They're putting her in all different scenarios, yeah, testing her with the girls. She was really, really funny, great personality, had a huge diamond ring on her finger. I'm very curious to see how the next few months will play out. She's a white girl, blonde.
A white girl, blonde. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, all those shows are about are the cast. There's no storyline. There's no plot. There's no script. So it's just purely about the cast. Often I think a really, really great TV show like a Sex and the City, they can get by with having a bad actress or two on there. I'm not going to say the, you know, I'm not talking about Sarah. I'm talking about Kristen Domus. He's not the greatest. Oh, no, I love her. I love her as Charlotte Kristen Domus. They can get away with that because the storyline is so strong. The Housewives cannot. If you've got the wrong person cast on a reality show, it can bring the whole show down because their life is the story. And so I want New York to bounce back, but I want it to get away from all the drama. I want it to be silly and exciting and glamorous. I want to watch it and laugh. I don't want to leave the party feeling sad. So maybe there, maybe you never know. But Bethany has shut down rumors that she is coming back. What is Tom Cruise up to, Lupi?
Tom Cruise recently surprised a UK family when his helicopter landed in their garden.
What?
So let me explain this, what was going on with the story. So Allison Webb, the owner of the home, said it turned out to be an incredible day. It was surreal. She can't believe it happened when Tom Cruise showed up in her garden. She said that the family were told the field was needed for an unnamed VIP who was running late. And to their surprise, Tom Cruise stepped out of the helicopter. She said, I thought it was kind of cool to see the kids, see the helicopter land in their garden. Tom got out and it was like, wow. Okay, Rob, can you imagine Tom Cruise getting out of a helicopter in your garden?
It literally fell from heaven. Tom Cruise is in my garden. And it's amazing. I love this part of the story though, Mark. He was really nice to the kids and he even let the kids get on the helicopter and go for a joyride like it was a motor car. He was like, go and have a spin around the sky. So he went straight over to the children for a chat. They bumped elbows. And then he asked the kids, hey, do you want to go on my helicopter? And they were like, yes, please. I sort of like this story. It's really weird, isn't it? It's really weird because having a movie star arrive at your house is just bizarre. But having him turn up in a helicopter, I think the local airport was closed for some reason. And so he had to divert the chopper. And there's lots of fields. And so he landed in the field and had popped Tom Cruise. I sort of love it. Who would you like most to drop out of the sky into your garden?
Angelina, Jen Aniston, Brad, all three of them.
Oh, yes.
Maybe Oprah, too.
Oprah.
A whole sit-down, like, just drops in my backyard.
Oh, it'd be amazing if Oprah just dropped in your backyard. Have you ever been on a helicopter, Mark?
That's something that I don't have interest in doing, to be honest. Like, I'm not afraid of flying, but I think helicopters just feel like kind of, I don't know, dangerous.
Yeah, I've only done one a couple of times. When I worked for Bon Jovi, I used to fly in his helicopter. Mark, the life, I'm saying it out loud and I feel like it didn't really happen. It doesn't sound real, doesn't it? But I flew with Bon Jovi a couple of times and it was sort of thrilling the first time, but the second time I was a little bit scared. I was like, oof. I didn't feel that comfortable, but unlike a plane, because you don't go so high, the views are incredible. It feels you can see everything. So, gosh bless you, Tom. Come and drop in our back garden. And then quickly, before we go to break, Meghan and Harry saw the smear campaign against them as vindication of their decision to leave the royal family. So Meghan and Harry were worried about the impact of the bullying allegations that were lobbed at her by the British papers just days before the couple did their Oprah interview. So they think it was all carefully timed. This is the new revelations in the new edition of Finding Freedom, which comes out next week. So they're saying, once this story broke, that Meghan allegedly was a bully in the palace, and this now has has been investigated, or is now being investigated. The couple said that this actually really vindicated their decision to leave. Once they saw all this stuff in the press, they knew they made the right choice. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Mark Lupo. Hey, Loopy, let's get to the polls. Da-da-da. Thank you very much. It's a great drum roll. You can really roll your arse. Do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, Mark. Uh-huh. So yesterday's poll. No more royal leaks from Prince Harry's friends. Is Harry behind stopping this? So if you remember, after he returned from his grandpa's funeral, there was lots and lots of leaks to the press of all the stuff that happened behind the scenes. When he returned from unveiling his mommy's statue, no leaks. No leaks whatsoever. Is Harry the one that stopped it? Pass me the envelope, please. 82% said yes. Harry stopped the leak. So Harry must have told his friends, enough, I don't want to do this anymore. Probably a good idea. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Harry definitely stopped the leaks. It became ridiculous, and it sounded like it was coming from them.
It did sound like it was coming from them. We don't know that as a fact, but it does sound like that. Mark, we've worked in the gossip business, the celebrity, the entertainment news business for a long time without revealing who your sources are. Are you always surprised at how close they are to the individual we're talking about?
Well, it's so funny. So again, I'm not saying that they're the source, Harry or Meghan, but when the book came out, Finding Freedom, I just assumed that they were part of it, like that they gave their side of the story. And I know they're not, quote unquote, a part of it. But yeah, I think oftentimes, you know, the source of a story is a lot closer to the celebrity than you would think.
Right. Right. And this book is something that's really interesting because the author of the book is close to Meghan and Harry. In fact, so close, Meghan and Harry had to put out a statement denying that they had cooperated with the author. But the book has so many really personal, private moments. They have a moment, Mark. It's a great book. They have a moment where Meghan's in the bathtub and the author knows what she's thinking. Well, there's only one person in that bathroom. I mean, who would have told you that? I mean, you had to be really careful. I've actually had it happen. I'm quite kind with my sources. I don't want to burn anybody. I'm not a bad guy. I'm really not. But I've had people that tell me stuff and I'm like, oh, you shouldn't say that because there's only one person who knows. And so it's going to be really obvious. So I was like, how many people do you think know this? And they're like, just me. And I was like, then you can't tell me that because they'll know it's you.
Yeah.
I tell my sources, only tell me stuff that at least four other people know, because then they won't know who you are. But if it's only two people in the room and you're one of them, then we can sort of figure it out. Terrible, terrible. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, New to You Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh. Rob, this is kind of naughty, or actually very naughty, but also very nice. Our nicest of the day, it's Neil Patrick Harris and his big, big, big bulge. Let me tell you why. So Neil Patrick Harris poked fun at himself on Instagram on Tuesday by sharing a shirtless photo of himself wearing only swim trunks and a necklace while on vacation, and he captioned it, 165 pounds soaking wet. Now, Rob, if you take a closer look at the picture, which it seems like many fans did, you'll see something sticking out, as one might say. A fan wrote, is he talking about his body or no, his huge dot, dot, dot? And another person said, Neil Packing Harris. Rob, I did the whole Zoom last night. I was looking at it and I was like, oh my God.
They're really, really tight shorts and they're wet.
They're wet.
He's shot from the knee up, so it's quiet. You can zoom in. The picture's on naughtygossip.com if you want to have a have a little look. And I had a look, Mark, and I was like, oh my. He knows what he's doing. Do you know, though, if you post a picture like that, do you know? We've all seen pictures of ourselves. We're like, oh gosh, this is so embarrassing. I was in the Hamptons and I was in these linen pants and a friend took a picture and the sun was behind me. So it was like you could see through my pants and I wasn't probably wearing underwear. And I was like, you've got to delete that picture because you could see everything. I was batlick. So you saw like a silhouette of everything. So the sun was behind me. It's a beautiful night. We were on the beach. My shorts were rolled up. My pants were rolled up. And I was walking along the beach without a care in the world. And somebody took this picture and just the angle of the sun and where my body was. Oh, Mark.
I feel like if Ben Affleck is listening, that's his next thing.
Oh, God. Oh, you're absolutely right. And he'll take the kids with him so to throw us off the scent.
Perfect.
Let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Selena Gomez is backtracking on her comments about Disney. So a couple of weeks ago, she told reporters that she felt like she signed her life away to Disney when she was young. Never upset Disney. Now she's walking those back, saying that, quote, I'm beyond proud of all the work I did with Disney. And it kind of shaped her into the person she is today. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Before we go, let's have a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Sponsored by my new book, The Forward Answer, which you can pre-order right now on Amazon.com. So over the years of working for some of the most successful people in the world, I have seen firsthand that it's not talent all these people have in common. No, J-Lo, Diddy, Bon Jovi, Alicia Keys, Jessica Simpson, they have something else in common. What they all share is the ability to silence that nasty little voice in their head, telling them they are not good enough. It's a lie. You are good enough. You can do this. Mark, how do you turn down those negative, nasty whispers?
Yes, so as of right now, I've been making a list of all my accomplishments. So when I'm feeling down or I feel like I've failed or that I'm not good enough, I remind myself gently that I've done a lot and I can, and more to come.
Oh, I love it. You really have started that list?
I've
got a list in my mind too. We have such extraordinary lives.
Yes.
And it's good to remind yourself of that. And the thing that should be at the top of all our lists is all the lovely friends we have and family and real relationships. That list doesn't just have to be work stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much, so much more to you than just what you do. Hey, we ran out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Rob Shooter. This is the Naughty But Nice Show with our dear friend Mark Lupo, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can, and let's all sing this out loud together. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!